Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Tony Calamita, who's CEO at Love Hemp Group. How are you today, Tony?
I'm doing great. Thanks very much, Zach.
And for anyone who hasn't heard of Love Hemp Group, it used to be known as World High Life, listed on the Aquis Exchange. The EPIC code or the ticker code is LIFE, L-I-F-E. Tony, how are you today?
Very well. Very excited to be talking with you today, Zach, and sharing lots of information about the Love Hemp Group.
Well, I've been speaking to a lot of CBD and medicinal cannabis people over the last week or two. There's a lot of interest in this area. How does Love Hemp fit into the cannabis CBD space?
So Love Hemp was founded in 2015. Moving down the line in 2019, we were acquired by World High Life PLC, which has now been renamed the Love Hemp Group. We are the UK leading CBD brand. And this year is a very exciting year for us as we position ourselves for a global launch and look to replicate the success that we've had in the UK on a scale across the globe into almost every major continent.
Right, I mean, you said the story started in 2015, but if we fast forward nearly 6 years now, you actually have boots on the ground, literally, in terms of your distribution. So you are further along the line maybe than other companies who've been in this sort of CBD cannabis gold rush that we've seen in 2021 to date.
Yeah, we are a very established business. We've had products in major retail since 2018. We have products in Sainsbury's, Ocado, Holland & Barrett, Boots. We have multi-product listings in the Netherlands, so we've stretched our span into Europe. We're a multi-award winning brand. We won 3 awards last year. We've won another 3 awards already this year. Highly reviewed online, over 5,000 reviews across our platforms. And yeah, I feel we've played a major contribution to the development of the CBD industry in the UK and really pioneered education and acceptance around CBD and bringing normality to it. So that's something that we are very proud of.
So for somebody who's not a millennial like myself and is not aware of all these things, what are you actually selling? How much does it cost? And just run us through that.
So the Love Hemp range is comprised of around 40 SKUs. Primarily, that is made up of CBD oil drops and sprays, which are taken orally. Ideally, you leave it under the tongue for a few minutes before swallowing. But we also have edibles, chocolates and jelly domes, which are very popular. We have a CBD-infused beverage, a mineral water, and we also have some topicals in the form of a body salve, which has many purposes as like a muscle rub or a moisturizer. And we also have a face mask. So quite a broad range of CBD products. And for sure, the most popular would be the oil drops. And that would be my recommendation for a lot of new CBD users.
We've seen other companies come to market. I won't mention their names here, but they're starting their journey. You've been there, done that, and won the T-shirt as well.
Definitely. We've strongly positioned ourselves as the UK leader. We have large distribution for a lot of the major retailers, I mentioned before. We have an incredibly strong online presence, over 50,000 customers on our database already, processing thousands of online orders on a daily basis and hundreds of thousands of products being distributed on a monthly basis across the board of our revenue streams. And so, yeah, very established. We're a full operating business model.
Right, so the platform is there, it's running, popular, people know about it. What are the next moves? How do you consolidate your position and how do you expand your footprint if you want to do that?
Yeah, so the plan is to continue our success in the UK. You know, last year, despite a lot of the global issues that were going on, we increased our online revenue quarter by quarter. We also increased the overall company revenue 13% on Q1 and 97% overall on Q2. And now, you know, we're going to be using those funds to support further growth. And through the course of this year, we're looking to launch into another 5 territories. The first port of call is going to be North America, the US specifically. But we're also doing a lot of work with some other European territories, Australasia and Asia. The plan is to have domestic distribution with local speaking, local language website, local customer services, and for Love Hemp products to be available on a next day basis to upwards of 1.5 billion people.
Right, and in terms of the rollout, with some companies it's been mentioned that it's an issue in terms of the legal side, whether in some territories they don't like CBD or they might not give you permission, or I mean, how is all the legal side, how does all that work?
Yeah, the legal landscape has always been a complicated one. The UK has been, you know, part of that over the last few years. It's something that we're very much used to, and the landscape can change quickly. It is moving in the right direction, and we're specifically eyeing territories that will allow the sale of the products. Some territories are more restricted than others. You know, for example, whether you can sell online, what the importation rules are. But for us, we will either be distributing from the UK, or if we need to set up domestic distribution, such as we're doing in the US, then that will be the route to market.
So it's not really a concern for you. You ask the particular territory whether, you know, you've got the thumbs up or not, and then when they say yes, then you go ahead.
For us, it's a case of our legal advisors investigating the space, and we've identified some key territories where we know we can trade with very little or no issue.
This is sort of a bit of a storm in a teacup, the way that this has been presented. Is it any different to any other consumer product, whether you're selling, you know, soda pop or donuts or anything else? Is there any real difference between that and CBD, or is there a difference?
There's a huge difference for CBD, because regulation in every country is, you know, it's 10 years behind. So the regulators, you know, for example, in the UK, you have the FSA and the MHRA for food standards, and the Medicine Regulatory Agency. They weren't prepared for the CBD industry to move at the speed it has, and to be as big as it is, and to have so many consumers dependent on it. So regulation is really struggling to keep up. It's important to have a regulated industry, especially for a health supplement. And CBD, it needs to be treated a little bit more delicately than general food supplements. And that's what we're seeing with the novel foods process in the UK at the moment. So yeah, it is a different kettle of fish. And, you know, the regulatory bodies are doing as best they can, but it is a process to put correct regulation in place.
Right, and is that, I mean, in a way though, if you're already the leading player, having that kind of barrier to entry is actually works in your favour. You've done the dirty work, you've already established your position, so anybody else has to come in there actually has, you know, it's not, they can't just walk in and take over.
No, I think, well, you know, in general, you know, first mover advantage is a very big thing. It's something that we use very much to our advantage in the UK, and we'll be intending to do in more territories. But yeah, you know, we've established ourselves as a trusted and credible brand. Some of the partnerships that we've developed and institutions that we've worked with. So yeah, it puts us in a strong position when we're dealing with regulators.
Right, and just if you can, are there any financials that you're shooting for, any goals you have on that front in terms of sales and profitability, revenue, etc.? Is there anything you can tell us about?
I mentioned before, Q1 of this year was up 13% from the last quarter of the last financial year. And then Q2, which was our October to December of 2020, was up 97%. In the UK, which was an incredible increase considering what we invested in marketing and considering the landscape with the pandemic and the lack of footfall into the retail stores. So we're really excited what we can do for this year, especially as we're expecting lockdowns to ease throughout June. We really expect we want to be targeting double revenue every year. And as we launch into more territories and we increase the market size that we can reach on a next day delivery, then we expect that to increase even further.
So you've been a pandemic winner in that respect?
The pandemic has really, I can genuinely say, has turned us into a better business. It really proved how robust and nimble we were. And it's obviously a dreadful situation for any business, but we definitely used it to our advantage, which is the only option you have in a situation like that. We heavily invested into our online marketing, which was incredibly successful. We increased our e-commerce revenue every single quarter through 2020, quarter on quarter, which was a great success. And Nonetheless, even with the lockdowns, we have heavily pursued national retailers to make sure that we're at the front of the queue as new listings become available.
Is that your retail background? Is your background something which has powered that ahead?
I don't specifically have a background in retail, but we have an incredible team in place. Adam Pritchard is our commercial director, and he's ultimately been responsible for a lot of the retail strategy and pushing forward implementation. And yeah, he's done a fantastic job over the last few years.
The market cap, relatively modest still, given that you have a national footprint.
We are, in my view, we are incredibly undervalued right now. I honestly feel that we are potentially one of the, you know, the most exciting opportunities on the market today.
I mean, that's almost independent of what you're selling. You've got a footprint. I mean, I think in retail, it seems to be that the footprint and distribution, whether you're selling tonic water or donuts or whatever it is, that seems to be the real differentiator.
You can only increase your online sales at a certain speed, but in regards to major retail, you know, our increased listing with Holland and Barrett, we've got now 10 products in 880 stores, so you can very quickly do the maths for what the potential is on a daily rate of sale on the units, you know, when you have 10 products in 900 stores. So you know, a couple more listings like that, and it's very obtainable and achievable to be doubling your revenue year on year.
On that note, Tony Kalamita, CEO at Love Hemp, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.